Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And we've been talking guns the entire show, and why stop now, baby? Finally, Jake, we're going to get an opportunity to have a good conversation with Jake Beecham from Al and Bob's. But before we do that, Bob's giving me the finger, so what do you want to talk about?
No, I just wanted to compliment our producer, Mr. Brian Vongers, the wizard of the big board, for just selecting great bumper music.
Right. Oh, yeah, he's a master at that.
I mean, he could be a DJ. Right. If he wanted to lose money.
Right.
So, go ahead. Jake Beecham, okay. Alan Bobbs.
Right.
So selecting the right weapon.
You want to handle this or you want me to go with
it? I just did.
I thought you did. Right. So Jake, anyway, thanks for making time.
Anytime.
This is a busy time of year for Alan Bobbs and the gun department especially, and we appreciate you coming to the show. But we're just curious what, you know, you're running their gun department down there. You see a lot of guys come in. What are the top two or three things that people are asking you that we might be able to give them a little heads up on?
People are asking me if we have the new 350 Legend rifles in stock. That's one of the number one questions we get in, just like last year was, do you have the newest 450 in stock? So, yeah, the answer is yes to that, and yes, we do have the 450s as well from last year.
So you've got this new caliber, it's probably not new, but it's just more
it's
popular.
It's newer,
now,
yeah.
It is new. I do believe it was released around the beginning part of the year this year by Winchester, is when all the hype started getting put
so
out
it's
about
a,
it.
So it's a 350 caliber, obviously a little smaller than the 450, right?
Yep.
What are the ballistics on this? What is this thing designed to do? Why did they go away from the 450 to get to the 350?
Well, some will tell you that the 450 is a little high recoiling for younger children. You know, people getting into hunting, it tends to scare them a little bit. That I personally don't see. I always relate it to about a 20-gauge slug.
I find that if you leave them in the car seat, they don't fall over.
They don't. It gives a good backbone. And the 450.
Prop them up against a tree,
yeah,
huh?
That's right. Yeah.
450 is one of the loudest rounds that you'll hear shot out there. It's definitely an earmuff, maybe even an earplug, you know, double up type round.
So isn't there a 290 also?
I've never heard of that.
No,
because some friends brought over an AR that was, I thought they told me it was a 290 or something.
270?
No, it doesn't
ring a bell with me, but there's a million
really
and a half.
It was really loud.
Yeah.
It was incredibly loud.
So anyway, the 350 just packs a little less punch.
A little less punch.
What's it do downrange? I mean, the 450, how far can you shoot that? Is the 350 less or, I mean, accurately, right?
I've heard people so far, everybody's saying that the 350 Legend's going to be a 200-yard gun. In my opinion, you got to be a really good shooter to shoot 200 yards regardless of whatever gun you're doing it out of. So
right. Especially since most of those are open sight.
Right, yeah, on the run.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah,
just
yeah.
Kidding.
So, you can do that with a bow.
Yeah. That's bow range.
60, 70 yards, it doesn't matter.
But no, the 350 is just supposed to be a softer round for younger shooters to be able to handle a little bit more. And it's cheaper is one of the big benefits of it. It is cheaper than the 450 by a significant amount, and there's a target ammo with it. So you can shoot for fun and not break the bank like you might with a 450.
And the 450 you can use in shotgun area.
450 and 350 you can use in shotgun area,
oh, the
yes.
350 you can too.
Yep, straight wall cartridges as well.
Mm. Yep. So Bob mentioned open sights. Is there a variety of manufacturers that produce these 350s and 450s, or is it pretty limited?
No, it's not limited. I would say there's a variety out there. There's your top ones. You have Ruger, Savage, Winchester, Remington's getting into the game now. So all your big names are getting into that caliber.
So when you're doing an AR like that, there's a company out of Ann Arbor I found that made like an open window sight. I'm going to say it looks like a piece of looking glass, and it's got a retinal in it of sorts. What type of sight is that, and is that a popular platform for ARs?
It's more of a reflex sight. Is that what you're talking about, where the little dot shows up on the window?
Yeah, it's
those
just
are,
a window. It's not a scope.
Yep, those are real popular for the ARs. You get those a lot with the more, I guess you would say, tactical or target shooters,
right,
because there is no magnification in those.
Right.
As far as the hunters go, they tend to run, even on the ARs, we still run scopes is what we put on most of those for the hunters.
So Jake, back to the 350 and the 450, are these single shot? Are these magazine guns? What do they particularly offer that you're seeing as popular?
Right now what we have in stock is going to either be a bolt gun, bolt action magazine fed gun, or semi-automatic AR-15 platform, like I said, from Great Lakes, that is magazine fed as well.
Okay.
Yep.
So then you're putting optics on the top of these traditionally?
Yep, or? We do. Most of what we sell runs the Leupold optics on it because Leupold has a scope they make. It's the VX Freedom line.
Love Leupold.
And they can cut the turrets for 350 or 450. So basically all you have to do is range find your deer when it steps out, twist your turret, put the crosshairs on it, and watch it fall.
So wow. the light gathering aspects of Leupold, what level of Leupold scope do you have? Some people call it Leupold, by the way. Do you have to get into what model do you have to get into that gives you the better light gathering capability? Because it all comes down to dusk.
It does.
If you're a deer hunter.
It does.
Dusk and dawn.
The VX2, VX3s are great, but like I said, we put
Vari-X.
The Vari-X.
Yep.
That's the Vari-X 1, 2, but now they call the 1 the Freedom. I'm impressed with the light gathering on that. It does well. And that's, like I said, that's the ones that we offer and sell for putting on there.
When they went from Vari-X 2 to Vari-X 3, it was a drastic change in light gathering.
Absolutely.
So you're saying the 2 is better now?
The 2 is definitely. The higher you go up in the number, the better light gathering, the clearer glass you're going to get with Leupold.
I shoot
sure.
a Trigicon with a little solar optic thing on top.
Mm-hmm.
But I found the Vari-X 3 to have better light gathering than the fiber optic thing.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. I don't get it. It's above my pay grade again.
Well, just go spend some of your pay, and you'll get a good scope, right?
Yeah. I mean, think the Leupold, the Vari-X 3, the V3, they call it now?
Yep, or the Vari-X 3. Still the VX3.
Okay.
Yep.
So Jake, when people roll into Al and Bob's down on 68th Street and 131 area, you're part of that Millbrook Tech building there, you're in there, you've got your peers in there. What are the first two or three things that you ask a guy that he needs to know before you help him pick out a gun?
I usually ask them what they're going to be hunting for, if they are, or if it's not a long gun or if it's a pistol, what are they going to use their pistol for? Are they going to carry their pistol, or are they going to use it for home defense? Or if they're buying a shotgun, are they going to waterfowl hunt with it, or are they going to keep it next to the headboard and save their family with it at some point? So I always need to know what they're doing with the gun. And the next question is, give me a price range, what you're looking to be in. That really helps me narrow down and pick your gun for you, or not pick your gun for you, because pick a gun that suits you best, give you options, and let you choose from there.
So based on that, then what I'm hearing you say is that you have a variety of guns at the shop.
I mean, you got entry
level to a really professional grade guns.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. And now you don't only have shotguns, but you have rifles, you have a variety of handguns. Is that contender out there anymore? I have a buddy that hunted with one of those where you could swap out the caliber. It was a handgun almost, but you could put like a 410 shell in it or
sounds
a shotgun.
Like a judge.
Yeah, I don't know what it was called.
It's still out there. One of my guys that works for me actually still has one. Yeah, you can go mild to wild with that. I had a guy coming in the store
mild to wild.
Said he broke
so
his
like
wrist
my girls.
Shooting a 470 out of a contender barrel. Broke both of his wrists is what a customer told me. So yeah, it's still out there.
Yeah.
Not real popular, but the people who do love it are absolutely in love with it.
So what are the popular guns? What are you seeing the guys coming in that's just flying off the shelves?
Right now it's that 350 and 450 Legend in Winchester. Mm. It's just like I said,
because we're in that down here in lower Michigan.
Yep. And
we're in that shotgun area, and that's a big deal. A lot of people don't want to go up north because there's so many deer down here.
Right. Well, yeah, there are.
And the 450 range is fairly impressive for being a straight wall cartridge. We have seen in the past years people bringing in, 30-06s and trading those in because they want to have a gun they can hunt with in lower Michigan. And then they take their 450 up to upper
Michigan. Ohio and Indiana.
Yeah, and they use it for a whole state gun. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're getting rid of having, their lower Michigan shotgun and their 30-06 for up north.
So I can buy a box of slugs for 10, 12 bucks.
Yep.
Right? And it's 5 shots.
Yep.
Right in the box. What does 450 ammo cost? I mean, I don't own one, so I don't know.
450 ammo, you're looking at about $29.99 for a 20-round box.
Okay, so similar.
That's
not going to be a huge difference.
Right. Well, less. I mean, if I 20 rounds of slugs, I'm 40 bucks.
Yeah, it
I'm
is.
40 bucks in, so yeah.
It is significantly less, actually, than a slug.
Nice. Nice. And what grain are you usually recommending the guys use for hunting?
Everybody's shooting the 250 for the 450 Bushmaster. That seems to be a common across all the manufacturers. 350 Legend, I don't know, we're seeing the 150 grain and the 180 grain. It's too early in the season to be able to give a report on what rounds are doing what, so that's something I'm going to have to figure out as the year goes on.
So you guys specialize in horses and deer.
That's,
yep. And I have one. I have a guy I used to know who actually was deer hunting, and he shot a horse. You don't want to sell to this guy.
What?
No. Yeah.
I won't sell. No. Nope.
What?
We let him come to deer camp once.
Too many times.
Yeah.
One too many times.
I know.
But anyway, hey, Jake, you're obviously super knowledgeable about this stuff, as are most of the experts at Allen Bob Sports.
Yes.
And we're so glad you made time for us. We got one more segment. Hang with us, and we're going to talk. Bob's got, I think, the world's largest man law coming up, so stick with us. We'll be back.
I'll be on that ridge before daylight with the shotgun boogie. All I need is one shot. Look out, bushy tail. Tonight you'll be in the park.